While they're all talking state standards,
we're sitting on a bar stool making fun of them.
Here we go. Classroom Brew Podcast.
iPads at our school.
Dude.
Do you still use them?
I haven't used it since October.
Your personal one, though? Or the one they gave you, at least? Do you use that for anything? I translate with it because the translators are all broken for our ESL kids.
Well, dude, my first period, I have three different languages. And in second period is three different languages. So what am I going to...
Just a lot of clicking to get to the right language. But
it's easier on my phone.
That's true. Well, what happened to the... Did your translator break too? Remember the little pens that they gave us? They were like...
They
were like this big. They worked fine.
Yeah, I still have it.
One day, mine just stopped working.
Nice.
Like, everyone started breaking. I was like, mine's good. And then, gone. Yeah. Overnight.
Nice.
I don't know what the fuck it was, but... Anyway, well, hey, welcome back, everybody. For us, we had a quick refill from last week. For you guys, it's been a week, but... before we dive in, big shout out to Leslie, Sabrina, Adam, Leo, Melinda, Cindy, Lish, and James, our current Patreon members. If you want to go above and beyond, support the show, just like those awesome people, just go to patreon.com/classroombrew. We've got like shot glasses and koozies and t-shirts and coasters, I think, in addition to bonus content and stuff like that. Actually, good segue. I thought about this today, actually, before we started to record. I don't know if you've heard of like this mewing thing or bone smashing that people are doing. You haven't heard of this?
Mm-mm.
They're like using the muscles in like the tongue and face to try to shape the jawline.
Oh, really?
Or they're literally like taking like a, I don't know if it's like a chisel and like
I should do that.
And they're doing it to like break the bones in their jaw.
Yeah.
Basically making bone spurs. You haven't heard this?
No, I should do that.
No. No scientific backing. So I catch a kid on Go Guardian looking up mewing and then moments later bone smashing, and I panicked and I just closed the tabs. I was like, it's not scientifically based. Don't do it, kid. So I posted this on a TikTok. Matt did. Matt's better at the TikTok stuff. But we had a highlight clip, so we posted it on mewing and bone smashing. And the number of people that like we had to hide or delete or report comments. Because they were defending mewing.
Really?
Exactly. Or defending bone smashing. It's not scientifically proven.
Oh, you don't go to the doctor for it.
No, you just do this.
Oh, no,
there's
that's
like products. There's products out there.
Really?
For them to do this. So they're exploiting.
Not,
you know,
FDA approved.
No. And the insecurities of a high schooler. It's like when Kanye says something, our kids take, like Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Chris
took
whatever the fuck he said at face value, which is dangerous. But this is like actually causing harm to some kids. So I see this on Go Guardian, and I'm like, you know what? Let's talk about it. Some more people are aware of this, so they know what the fuck it is. And the number of people that gave the it was the YouTube channel mostly, not so much the TikTok, the YouTube channel for the podcast where we post a few, whatever YouTube's version of a TikTok is.
Shorts,
thank you. The number of comments that, I guess Matt put the video up in like, the normal morning hours, and overnight, like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I don't know if it was AI bots or just people that truly suck, talking about like, it's the liberal agenda to fight against this, and just like...
Well, I'll be dipped some in shit.
Yeah, some transphobic comments, like everything. Like, it was a mess. And granted, I'm used to it with like, we talked about 2 weeks ago, sorry, the Ohio State Board of Education. Did you hear about this? They're going to up the licensing fees for teachers.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
The number of people.
That is so fucking stupid.
Well, and during a teacher shortage, too.
Exactly.
So I point this out, and I mention, like, you list a few things like underappreciated, underpaid, undervalued by society. And people are like, the fact that you're calling teachers underpaid is insane. Like, I expect that because people have their own perceptions. Like, yeah,
because
okay,
they're a bunch of fucking idiots who, you know, like, didn't get
they
fucking...
Had a, right, they had a bad time in school, right?
Yeah.
Or something. I expect
not
that.
Even a bad time in school. They're just a bunch of fucking idiots who, you know, couldn't even figure out how to go and get a nice technical degree and join one of those trade unions.
That's
sorry, buddy, that you're a fucking... you're probably a fucking rat. And you probably go and, what do you call it, when trade unions go on strike?
I don't know. Well, keep in mind, this is like multiple either AI bots or individuals. And they're probably like fake dummy accounts. Like when people on Facebook, for example, that's why we don't post to Facebook anymore. That type of shit.
That's horrible.
But isn't that wild? Like something that is causing harm to people.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not the first person to talk about it. Like there have been people... way more famous and have way more reach, you know, with their YouTube channels or podcasts that have talked about it. But the amount of backlash, this is the most comments we ever got on something, actually.
That is unbelievable.
It was like 15 comments between the hours of midnight and 7 a.m.
Of course.
I guess coming to the aid back in the corner of
fucking Russia.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. That I don't have those analytics. We mostly reported those because there were some harmful things said, but yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I did not see that coming on something that, honestly, I don't even know how we chose that particular clip, but it happened to be one that we identified as a good one to do, but yikes. All right, so last week for us a few minutes ago, we talked about the new calendar for next year. We're starting the week before Labor Day, so we gain a week of summer, which is nice. I thought of a silver lining for you for next year.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on where we're at. So let's pretend everything stays the same. It's a new year, same school, all of that stuff. You ready for this? It's
sure.
Gonna make you feel so much better. The class of 2025, minus the ones who didn't pass, and we have to see them in a couple of years. You may never have to teach them ever again.
Yeah.
Ever. Either of us. Especially the ones that like barely passed by. Done. That's like your one problematic group, right? The juniors who'll be seniors next year. And we won't need them in our classes.
I'm going to tell you something that I haven't told anybody. I fantasize about that every day of my life.
About not teaching them anymore?
About not teaching them anymore. Yeah. I fantasize about not teaching them. I've told them that. My seventh period, I've told them that.
For sure.
I literally said, I can't.
Did you actually? I thought you were fucking around.
No,
you
I'm not
did?
Fucking around. No.
What'd they say?
Fuck them.
What'd they say?
No, they didn't say fucking shit. You love us. You love us. You're going to miss us, Mr. K.
For context, they've literally chased off multiple teachers over the years.
Yes.
From the day they were freshmen to sophomores to juniors, chase people off.
One, two.
Some people quit the profession three, or left our school.
Four teachers.
Yeah.
And one long-term sub
yeah.
who was a teacher. In fact, had his EDD.
And also one, that's right, the EDD. And one who has the license to do it, but chose to be a classroom aide instead of a teacher because of that group. So really, you said four. It's really five. Well, I guess four and a half because they still work at the school. So never, we got, what do we got? Less than 2 months with that cohort.
I am.
And you're done.
Fantasizing about it. I did something in my teaching profession that I never thought I would do because I just could not.
Oh, before spring break?
The unit before spring break.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm not saying it's right, but at the same time, I need to preserve myself for.
I'm in suspense. Do I know what this
students?
Is? I'm in suspense.
No, I mean, I...
Oh, the packet.
The packet.
Got it. Yeah.
Where I literally would attempt to do everything I needed to do in the lesson, and if they just pissed me off enough, or if they just were not... if they were not cooperating,
yeah.
I said, okay, do all the work in the packet.
I mean... They probably liked it, or did they? I don't know. That seems like a group where they're just like, they want the teacher to shut the fuck up, and then they can do their stuff and check off the box of doing the work. Some do, some don't actually try, but...
Yeah, but then I got accused of not teaching them.
By the kids?
Yeah. Well, not by...
Oh, an adult.
Kids. No, by one of the kids.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. One of the kids.
Huh.
Yeah. The one who is the most distracting...
Sure.
...out of all of them.
Oh, it's always that one. The one that mostly prompts you to have to do something drastic. And then
yeah.
there's the backlash comes from
yeah,
them.
Yeah, and you know who I'm talking about.
I do. I do.
And so, oh, you're... Yeah. And then referring to some of our other colleagues.
That's like... So we have a newer teacher that the complaint from students was that they were being lectured at the entire period. So we talked about the gradual, I can't talk apparently, I've had too many, the GRR, gradual release model, where it's like the I do, you do, we do, and stuff like that. Yeah. And like second day of this brand new teacher doing gradual release, and the kids are, oh, I teach myself now? Like, you can't win.
Yeah, no.
How's it been going though? Like, I assume you're still there to circulate, but like, teaching with a packet for this group in the afternoon after lunch, by the way. How'd it go?
Yeah. Horrible. It went horrible.
Are they at least doing it?
No.
Ah, shit.
No. So we're going back to the model of when I get back from spring break, we have our civic service learning project. We're going to go back to the model of you need to finish this task in order to get your cell phone back.
Oh, you take them every day?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I got to do that with two of my groups.
So we'll do that again.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going to do it with all my civics classes because my fourth period actually got very lazy. So yeah. We'll just take their phones. The Civic Service Learning Project, as Ryan knows, I have a lot of scaffolding. Our kids do need a lot of... kind of prompting and help, and so I have a lot of steps that just build on each other, and right. then at the end, their civic service learning project, unfortunately, is very easy. Was that your foot? No, that was Marty.
That was him?
My foot was up on this ottoman, and he just scratched it.
Oh, he tried to jump to it?
No, he just scratched it.
Oh.
Hit it.
Oh, it startled you? Marty. Sorry, if you don't know, we're at a table, and my dog is very rambunctiously trying
Marty,
to get...
Marty, go by Daddy. He just
not getting the same attention.
Yeah. So anyway.
He paused. He's like, hey, give me attention.
And so, the juniors, we're just going to go to this model of you have this scaffolding task to complete. Our civic service learning project is unfortunately very easy. It's write a letter to your alderman, produce an infographic.
Yeah.
And that's
Which
it.
Is a lot for our kids, actually.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And it's going to take them about 3 to 4 weeks to finish.
That's right. Even with templates.
Yeah.
Even with templates, it's going to take them a second.
Yeah.
But, well, and the seniors that didn't do that when they were juniors, getting a chance to do it when they're not in the class or whatever. And we've got like, what, 80% who just didn't do it, or at least didn't do enough to pass it?
So we have...
What, 13, 14?
No.
Less?
More. 20, oh, 21, shit. 22.
And what, 3 kids did it?
This year?
Yeah.
No, 1.
Just the one that I was helping is the only one?
1.
Did he pass?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take that. But, well, that's a whole... I can go down a rabbit hole with the miscommunication that happened because of a colleague. But we're going to keep that for...
Yeah, no, we're
off
gonna,
the podcast stuff.
no, we're just going to eat that.
Yep.
And we're not going to talk about it anymore.
No, that one was painful, though. No. What a week that was.
That was horrible. But from this point forward, especially with those seniors... It is, you are getting a 2-week extension, and then I'm gone.
Yeah. No, seriously, because at this point, having them do it as seniors not in the class is essentially a year extension. Like, hey, you know that project you should have done as a junior? You have until, how much time did you give them this year?
An entire
entire semester.
Of a year?
So they had 3 quarters to do it. A 3 quarters in school extension on something that they theoretically started as juniors.
Yeah.
Only one
and,
kid
and
did.
I am nice enough to offer the same civic service learning project.
Yeah. To make it easy for them to just get it. And so many kids, because quarter three is over, they're going to get an extension on the three quarters of school extension that they already got on top of, because it takes you almost a quarter to do it when they're juniors.
Yeah.
So quite literally a year to do it. And some of them, it's too much to ask.
Yeah. And
Lord.
And I mean, technically too, and I was thinking about it, they can do it on anything that they want.
Yeah, it is just some issue.
Choose an issue that you have
in your community,
or in your school. And I mean, you can, even if you're passionate. We have a student who's very passionate about abortions, because she had an abortion, and so she's very passionate about that, and she's going to do that, even if it's a global issue. I explain to them, and they know you can bring it all the way down to your community. For example, our school is in a formerly industrial area in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had kids who were passionate about pollution. And I'm like, guess what? You are in the perfect place to write a letter about pollution, because we have some of the highest air quality issues and soil ground quality issues in the United States of America.
They actually sign up for it, or were they like, ah, oh, it's doing too much?
Well, they no, did. Last year a kid was passionate about it and he did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Because he cared about pollution.
So it's essentially, again, it's just the letter, which requires the research, and then go into Canva, use a template if you have to make an infographic.
Oh, yeah.
And you give them an exemplar.
So
you scaffold it over the course of, it's a unit, is it not?
Before, it's four, yeah.
So 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. So even before I conceived of this project, which is not very original.
It's not, sorry. Before, but it's not supposed to be, because it's supposed to
because it's,
checks off the box. Yeah, it makes them civically engaged, you know.
And our curriculum is all about civic engagement, and this is, you know, this is. So, because we have the unit before is power of, or two units before is power of public policy, and then the next unit is power of activism.
It's a good tie-in.
So they are doing the least amount of activism possible.
Truly.
And I don't know. Anyway, so literally the, I'm very passionate about Greek issues, especially Greek issues with the nation of Turkey.
Right.
Prior to this year, there have been serious tensions. Greece and Turkey almost went to war in 2020. Due to issues in the Aegean, and in 2021 and 2022, the beginning of 2022, there were over 2,000 air violations by Turkish war jets. Okay, so I'm constantly writing to my senator, writing to my congressperson about these issues. So I had written a letter to my congressperson, and then I got a response back. And her minion and I were actually debating back and forth.
No shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And I'm like, oh shit, I did the fucking service learning project myself. So I literally took, I took a basic outline of my letter, because my letter wasn't as long as I'm expecting the kids to do, and I didn't. I didn't properly cite evidence.
Sure.
I did cite some articles, but, you know, informally. And so I went and I put together the letter that I wrote and cited five sources. That's all I'm asking for.
Right.
And then I made an infographic of the main points of my letter. And I did this all within about... So 45 minutes plus a half hour. So whatever that is.
If even.
So
probably less.
What is one period and a half.
Right.
So it could take kids literally one period and a half, and I give them four weeks.
Or even pretend like they need double the amount of time. You're talking a couple days.
Yeah.
At most. If you quadruple the amount of time or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
It's not asking much.
It's
the burden that we have to hold, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, really. And it's taken up our time. Like, you're doing this after school. Like, public law, for example. I've been sitting there for these kids, trying to, like, tutor them on it. They don't do it. They don't study. They're not doing your service learning project. And then we have to sit there and then try to explain why so many kids, the third, fourth, fifth time around, aren't passing these basic requirements from the district.
And, you know, I think about, and we were talking about that colleague before, but I think about our colleague there and criticizing us. Well, here's, you know, a potential argument. Well, maybe you are not providing, maybe your expectations are too low. And so you are giving them that low bar. And so they are settling. And yes. Right. But at the same time, if you think about it, there are times and there have been times where you and I have set that bar high, and actually Ryan and I's bar for expectations is pretty high in our school compared to
anywhere else it's low.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Or at least it's on par with, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
And even when that bar is raised, the students don't do the work, and we've done our complete best to make it relatable to their lives, as our teaching programs have taught us and as modern educational academia has told us. Well, students need to be engaged, and it needs to be it needs to make sense in terms of their life, and we need to connect it to their life. We have. And even when we have, there is very little student buy-in. So I'm just thinking about people who would critique us in that. And I welcome any suggestions to, like, help. You know, if what are we doing something wrong? You know, but we do see this result where, okay, they have the agency to, for my civic service learning project, choose an issue that they care about.
Right.
And there has to be an issue.
But you've talked about this before where, like, we cannot, no matter how engaging it is or how fun it is or relevant, we just cannot compete with TikTok.
Yes.
We cannot compete with movie day.
Yes.
We cannot compete with play on your phone or stay home or go smoke for 14 hours. We can't compete with
100%.
That.
100%. And we can't compete with sex either. Because that is also being offered
in all these spaces with, like,
in all these spaces, lack of adults supervision.
And granted, we have.
I'm sorry I brought that up, but I just
it's true though. Seriously though, whether it's, you know, the one that we're thinking about mostly is we have this situation for a particular student where two kids are cutting school all day to go to a home where there is no adult because they're at work, but the adult is too overworked to actually be able to be aware that their kid is cutting school all day or do anything about their kids cutting school all day. And of course, look at Marty. He wants so much attention. It's a serious problem, and we can't compete with that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you can't compete with sex. I mean, even with adults.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Even with adults. How can you compete with such a primal, you know, and that's what it is. I mean, it is a primal desire.
Right.
So it's very difficult.
It's just like the social issues.
Very difficult.
The social issues we deal with. Like, how often have you had, like, this perfect, like, day planned or whatever, and then something happened in the school with a fight because it was over some guy or some girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just.
Watch that video I sent you, by the way. Okay. So
what was that? 3 weeks ago, we had like 8 fights within the span of 2 days or some shit like that. Maybe
so
more.
It was the weather was in Chicago. We were going through first spring. I don't know what it's called. Now we are in our second
18th
winter.
Spring.
We're in
18th
our second
winter.
Winter.
Yeah.
So, and kids were getting, I mean, Buck it was wild. Getting, okay, well.
Brutal.
We need to hook up for the summer. We're getting rid of our, you know, our comfy winter mates. And so it got brutal.
It did.
And so, and it was all about boys and girls.
At one point, I think a third of our school was suspended. Sex. Yeah. And seriously, a third of our school suspended because
more than that, Ryan. Social dynamics. We had days where there were half of the student body there because most of them were suspended or were not coming to school because they were in fear.
Right. Or there was one student who thought they were suspended and didn't come because they believed they were suspended.
That's amazing.
Suspended himself.
That is amazing.
He got so much shit from everyone else in school being like, how are you going to go and suspend yourself? But he did. He did pull it off.
Amazing. I wish I could suspend myself.
So I don't know. This is a little bit off topic, but I wrote it down because it brought me comfort. There's this a couple of YouTube people that I watch who are all about this nomadic lifestyle, and they literally take like a Dodge Ram ProMaster van, and they make their ideal, like they live in their van, but it's like they have a kitchen and they have a desk and they have a bed and they have plumbing and all this shit or whatever. And I am truly at this point, I would say addicted to their videos because they're so calming. And yeah. I figured out why. They literally can go wherever they want, whenever they want, work from wherever they want. A lot of times their YouTube is their job itself. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. Like, it's so simple. Like, the main thing, if YouTube is their thing, and I'm sure I'm oversimplifying, but their main thing is just, what do I want to do today, tomorrow, and the next day?
Yeah.
And am I good on supplies?
That's amazing.
I'm like, shit, we need that, man. When you think about all the extra stuff we're doing, like, I wonder if I should start playing this. It's basically the nomadic lifestyle, which reminded me of that kid from grad school with the, I find nomadism very interesting. Do you remember him? But now I'm him. Oh, I am that kid from grad school. Yeah, I find nomadism.
He was a PhD student that in our world history.
Such a dick, by the
way. Oh, he was, and he had no reason to be a dick.
No, we wouldn't
Ryan
even
knows
say
what
anything.
I'm talking about. And I'm such a fucking dick too. I'm sorry. Anyway,
he would pick apart someone's argument with a complete left field argument.
Oh yeah,
but I do have to say though. I do find nomadism very interesting.
I don't know. We just have to look into your genetics. Maybe you're part nomad.
Yeah.
I mean, as a Greek, I'm a sentient, you know.
Oh, yeah. You have to establish your empire. You have to lay down roots.
But there are these Greeks called Vlachs.
Vlachs?
Yeah, Vlachs. And they are nomadic people. And so during the wintertime, they go and they settle in the valley. And then during the summertime, they go up into the mountain. They follow the herds of sheep.
But still the same areas on an annual, biannual
nomads,
basis.
They don't have houses.
Oh, they reestablish every time.
Yeah, they don't have houses. So they have tents.
Yeah,
they're
but
nomads.
There's still the structure of, it's like a summer home, basically. They have a timeshare. True. It's an ancient Greek timeshare.
Yeah, it's actually really funny because the descendants of those people, there's a couple villages in my region. And there is a summer village, and then they have a winter village.
Nice. So it continues on
to this
day. They
literally have two houses.
Yeah. That's amazing. But anyway. not your ancestors.
No,
just
I wish. That'd be awesome.
Region area nearby.
Have, you know, the house that they don't want the most.
Should we bring... You'll do the off-season?
Yeah,
of,
I'll... Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
When you go to winter, I'll go to non-winter. It's amazing. So I got to ask. I'm a little bit afraid. This is, I guess, our last part for this episode. You wrote a note in here in the share.
No, don't do that.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were just fucking around.
Yeah, I
okay.
was just fucking around.
You want me to read it?
No, don't read it. We'll get canceled.
Yeah, there you go. It's not that bad. People are listening in, but we'll never declare.
It's Balkan.
Careful.
It's Balkan issues.
Yeah, he's not serious. He's not serious.
No, I'm not. I love all my Balkan brothers.
We're going to end the episode just in case it takes a turn. But all right. Well, anyone listening, thank you so much for listening. Again, the big thing is spread the word to a teacher friend. It's a podcast where teachers, we sit down, have a couple of drinks or some other substance of some kind that is legal of drinking or substance age.
Legal in the state of Illinois.
State of Illinois. Good point. But a big shout out to James, Lish, Melinda, Cindy, Adam, Leo, Leslie, and Sabrina. Those are our current Patreon members supporting the show, going above and beyond. If you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/classroombrew. I believe we'll send you a t-shirt and a koozie just for joining as a thank you to supporting the show on a monthly basis. Our social media, just search Classroom Brew. You'll find everything. Make sure your comments are, of course, appropriate and inclusive and not problematic, because they will be, obviously.
And if they're problematic, we'll just respond problematically.
Yeah. There you go. We'll give them the platform that they desire. But thank you so much. And then I guess that makes it for this week. So
yeah.
Class dismissed. Ooh, we did that in sync that time.
This is Classroom Brew.